It's time for our tithes and offerings. The time that we are being obedient and trusting God, taking Him at His word, and giving back that portion that He has commanded us to give back. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for this Easter Sunday, dear Lord, and what you have done for us, dying on the cross, rising again, dear Lord, that we may have everlasting life in you, Lord. We're just so thankful for everything that you have done for us. And we just give you honor, glory, and praise. Just come now, dear Lord, just giving back the portion that you have called us to give back. We pray, Lord, that you will bless what was about to be taken up, that it be used, Lord, to glorify your holy name. We pray, Lord, that you would bless those that have it to give and bless those, Lord, that have it not. We ask this in your Son, Jesus' precious name. Amen.
The Lord was crucified. The mob stood round about him, and they mocked him until he died. There were two thieves hanging there beside him, just to share the agony. But one of them cried out, "Oh Lord, remember me." Oh, what the Lord, remember me when I am called to go. Such a death, it was needed. just to rescue all of us that was lost. Oh, God's blood was made a ransom. Oh, just to set the captives free. Oh, and when I reach those pearly gates, oh, yeah, I know God will remember me.
Yeah.
Oh, hear the Lord.
Will the Lord.
The Lord. Such a death, it was needed just to rescue all of us that was lost. Oh, God's blood is made a ransom, all just to set the captives free. And I know that I'm included. I know God will remember me. Oh, will the Lord,
will the Lord,
the Lord.
Your hand.
have power to succeed. The earth is yours and all who dwell. Yes, you provide for us in need. Through green pastures, Lord, you lead. You are the Lord, you are the King.
Your fragrance
causes us to triumph in Christ.
Your fragrance
gives us knowledge in the high, the highest.
You are the Lord, you are the King.
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 Yes, you are, yes, you are, you are the King.
You are the Lord.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far, and who showed the moon where to hide till evening, whose words alone can catch a falling star. Now, let this life within me cry, and I know my Redeemer lives. That very same God that spins things in orbit runs to the weary, the worn, and the weak. And that same gentle hand that holds me when I'm broken, they conquer death to bring me victory. Now, let this life within me cry, and I know my Redeemer lives, and he lives to take away my sin, and he lives forever. Payment for my sin was the precious life he gave, but now he's alive and there's an empty grave. Now, testify, let this life within me cry, and I know my Redeemer lives. Now, now, my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. Testify, let this life within me cry, and I know my Redeemer lives.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was thinking, if we have the search committee in here today, will y'all let me sign in? No, God has somebody better. But what a joy and privilege it is to be a part of this family of God. God is still on the throne. And he's worthy of all the praise and all the honor. That can be given. We shall behold him face to face. What a mighty God we serve. No one else can compare. You are the Lord. You are the King. Gracious Father in heaven, thank you for the blessings that have been ours as we've heard praises given through song, and through prayer, and through friendly expressions of love for one another. And as I stand here these few moments, it is my prayer that the words that are mine to speak will bring praise and honor and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to talk today about when we all get to heaven. You've just had some examples. They're going to sing like that in heaven when you get there. Praise is going to be given. Joy will be evident. Praise will be plenteous. Glory will be given to the one who so much deserves the glory. When we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. I said, when we all. I didn't just say if we all. But I have to know that my Redeemer lives. Not what somebody else has to say. But I know my Redeemer lives. I know what it cost my Redeemer. He was wounded for our transgression. He was despised and hated by men. But he laid down his life and paid the sin debt ahead of time. We have something to shout about. And I don't know why I've been doing this week, but I thought about, I have 5 sisters and 3 brothers already there. I have a mother and I have a father that are there. I have 1 sister that's left, but we're still here. But we know that our Redeemer lives, and one day we'll join those who went before us. I don't know about a whole lot of things. I don't really know what tomorrow is going to bring. But one thing I know my Redeemer lives. I don't have to guess about that. And it always has been my joy, my delight to help people to understand if there's ever one major decision you ever make in your life, this is it. The trumpet is going to sound. The dead in Christ, not in the graveyard, but the dead in Christ shall be raised. I want to talk about when we all get to heaven. And I won't be long. But when you hear singing like I heard, children, young adults, those a little older, I'm talking about the adult choir, y'all ain't old yet, but When you hear praises being given to God, you know it's real. And we're grateful. Jesus came into the world to prepare people for heaven. Then Jesus went back to heaven to prepare heaven for the people. He had to die first, pay the sin debt, then go back to heaven and make reservations for all who accept him. What a mighty God we serve. I really like hearing the song, "When We All Get to Heaven." But following the song, I often begin to think of all the people who have not prepared for heaven. I just think about it. Some that you'll try to give a message to. You preach the gospel to. You try to live your life and let your light shine before them. But I think about all the people that will miss this wonderful, everlasting blessing. Because they're too busy, caught up with the things of this world. There are many people who will never consider to study and believe the Word of God. And who will spend an eternity in a place where there will be nothing but pain and suffering. Nothing. No joy, no happiness, no peace, no love. Think about it. There are so many people out there that don't even want to hear about it. Don't even want to talk about it. But when they breathe their last breath, there will never, ever be any kind of joy and happiness. Every day will be a day of suffering. Well, let me go on. Let me think about this. Problems of all kinds, but when we get to heaven, we'll never see a hospital. There will never be depression. We won't see a doctor's office. And we won't see a funeral home. There will be no more death. There will be no more crime. No more police officers. There will be no more fear. And we will never grow old. Now, y'all looking at me funny now. I think you think it right now, well, you don't get old enough. But we'll never grow old. We'll have our energy to move about to see all that there is in heaven. Heaven is a place, Lord have mercy, of joy. It is a place of recognition. We'll know one another in heaven. When Peter, James, and John appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration, Moses and Elijah appeared before them in their glorified bodies, and they recognized who they are. I'm going to recognize some folk when I get to heaven. Lord have mercy. What a mighty God we do serve. It is a place of recognition. He says, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there you will be also. There are so many wonderful things about this. Heaven is a place of reality. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. He also said, let not your heart be troubled. There's trouble all around us. Let not your, don't be depressed. There's a brighter day that's waiting for all of us who are members of the family of God. It is a place of reality. Heaven also is a place of radiance. The Apostle Paul put it like this: eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor ever has it entered into the heart of man the things God has prepared before us. The other song said, I got shoes, I've got a crown, I got all of these things, but when I get to heaven, I'm not going to worry about any of that. I'm just going to praise God. He's worthy of all the praise and honor that can be given. He says, eye has not seen. You've seen a whole lot of things in this life, but you have never seen anything compared to heaven. Lord have mercy. Nor ear heard. We hear a lot of good stuff sometimes, but we'll never hear the joy and the happiness and the peace and the glory and all of this that is happening when we get to heaven. He says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Heaven is a place of rest. So much we have to endure in this earth, in the times of life, such as struggles and pressures and all kinds of things like this. But thanks be to God, when we all get to heaven, that'll be over with. We won't have to worry about that anymore. I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm glad that I came to know Jesus Christ. Songwriter said, I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. I came to Jesus as I was, weary, worn, and sad, but I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. But that's not all he's done for me. Every day of my life, every day when I wake up and I recognize I'm still in the land of living, and I tell you, I'm thank God that I have a Savior that had, you know, paid a sin debt for me. And don't y'all know that he didn't pay down on it, but Jesus paid it all, and all to him we owe, and all that we have. You know what I'm trying to say? He washed it white as snow. Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. It's Easter time. It's time to celebrate. Can I get a witness in God's house? You already had some celebration with all the music that had been said. But I thank God for this opportunity. I'm telling you, I thank God for this opportunity to see the faces of all who have gathered here today to give glory and to give honor and to give praise. And you know what the Bible, what it says? We ought to serve the Lord with gladness. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Anybody blessing his name today? Much as he blessed us, we ought to bless somebody and bless him by showing our love for him and doing for him whatever we can do for the praise and honor and glory. And guess what? I'm just about to get happy up in here right now, because I tell you, I serve a wonderful Savior. I thank God for my wife. You see how, how she looks today? All these many years, God, by his grace and by his mercy, has kept us. When trouble came, he was always there for a trouble solver. When problems arose, he gives them answers to my problems. I got some joy in my heart about it today. I see my daughter sitting out there. Look at her. Give God some glory. I look at my son over here. He's over here. There he is. I got so much to shout about. We've had some problems in our lives. We've had some issues in our lives. But guess what? We had God in our lives. And I tell you, he can fix things that nobody else can fix. Somebody said, trouble is in my way. I have to cry sometime. I lay awake at night, but that's all right. I wake up the next morning, a little while, it's all over. I'm glad I know him today. I praise him today. I thank him today. I thank him for this day. I thank him for everyone that's here this day. Give God some praise. Deserves our praise. All honor and all glory belongs to him. Y'all probably already looked at the clock. So I'm going to let you go home happy. Lord have mercy. Anybody happy here today? Anybody love God today? Anybody glad that you were in the house of the Lord today? Thank God for all of his grace and all his mercy. It's invitation time. Lord have mercy. Anybody here without Christ, you can accept him as your Savior and as your Lord right now. He's wanting to save you. Invitations open. Have a church home? If you don't have a church home, here is a place. The doors of the church are open for those who want to accept Jesus Christ or to find a church home to make it a home for your life here. The invitation is open. The invitation is open.